This is the MacGyver News Minute.
As far as a liberal is concerned, government can never have too much money. So it was no surprise when Governor Evers vetoed three tax cut bills that would have provided desperately needed relief to Wisconsin's middle class, especially retirees. What was surprising was Evers' claim that those tax cuts would essentially bankrupt the state, and it would no longer be able to fund its basic duties. Well, just so you know, the state budget grew by $10 billion this past year. Total spending this biennium will be $100 billion. On top of that, the state is collecting so much in taxes, it's currently sitting on a $7 billion budget surplus. Those tax cut bills that Evers refused to sign would have reduced tax collections by a combined $3.5 billion over the next 2 years. No one seriously believes that that's going to slow down the state government from its continual exponential growth. But some guys, like Governor Evers, will say anything to hang on to other people's money. For the MacGyver News Minute, I'm Bill Osmolsky.
For more free market news, log on to MacGyverInstitute.com.